我喺初信耶稣嘅时候
，When I first believed in Jesus，
喺楼上，但我今日交通系完全系关于查经嘅嗰个学习。
What I like to share today is concerning the lessons in studying the Bible study。
系喺初信时候咧，我哋喺楼上查经。
When I first believed in the Lord, we had Bible study upstairs。
有关于呢个五饼二鱼。
It was concerning the five loaves and the two fish.
咁我嗰时咧就好，即系有乜可能啊？五饼二鱼食饱几千人咁样。
At that time, I thought to myself, "How is this possible? You only had five loaves and two fish, and you were able to feed 5,000."
咁咧，弟兄姊妹咧都齐声咁话咧，就话我哋唔应该怀疑神嘅作为。
The response in one accord from brothers and sisters is that we shall not doubt the work of God.
咁有个弟兄仲话佢话多到有剩可以打包带走添咁样。
There was also a brother who shared that it was even more abundant that there was leftovers and fragments to be taken home.
咁到差唔多十年啦，信耶稣。
So it's been about 10 years that I believed in Jesus.
到今日咧，我真系唔敢怀疑神嘅作为。
At this time, I dare not doubt the work of God.
如果第二件就系关于大家都应该记得我喺度交通过有关于旧约真实在好残忍里边嘅内容。
Another matter I've shared before in your presence, and perhaps you remember, and this is a lesson as well. The second point is that I shared in the Old Testament that God seems very cruel.
我就喺度谂如果旧约，如果圣经里边冇旧约，只有新约，咁就好啦。
I thought to myself, if there was no recording of the Old Testament in the Bible, that would be great if only the New Testament was recorded.
咁我就喺交通时候咁讲。
And I share this during my sharing.
咁咧嗰日咧有个我未曾从来未见过面嘅阿 Pat 姊妹喺长洲嘅同乡。竟然第一次嚟到我哋中间查经。
At that time, there was someone I've never met before, but he was in the Lord. It was a former classmate of Pat, Sister Pat, and he was visiting from Changzhou.
咁啊，大声咁样讲，佢话圣经句句都咁紧要。
And his response to my comment was that every word in the Bible is just as important.
咁呢句话咧，大声咁样又拍醒我啦。
His response also was a quick awakening for me。
嗰次咧就系我个其中又一次嘅学习。
That was the second point that I learned。
系嘅，圣经里边嘅新约、旧约系相连嘅。
That the Old Testament and the New Testament in the Bible they are connected, related。
系可以。互相呼应翻嘅。
And they echo, respond to one another.
句句都真系咁重要嘅。
And every sentence, every word is just as important.
到今日，我应唔应该再交通咧多一次关于呢个查经呢件事咧咁样
？I thought then if I should share another time about lessons I learned in Bible study.
我能否讲嘅话系？荣神益人呢
The words that I share, would it be glorifying to God and edifying to man?
有一次我喺灵修读圣经的时候
So one time as I was doing my morning devotion,
神呢就有话同我讲
These were words from God to me.
在箴言十七章
In Proverbs chapter 17,
27节那里
Verse 27 there it reads,
他说寡少言语的就有知识。
It says, "He that have knowledge spareth his words."
性情温良嘅就有聪明。
And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit.
喺廿八节嗰度讲，佢话愚昧人若果静默不言，也算为智慧。
Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise.
闭口不说的也可算为聪明。
And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.
我睇到呢啲话，我就问自己。
When I read these words, I asked myself.
因为我自问我系一个中意讲话嘅人啊。
I am frank, honest with myself. I'm one who likes to speak.
我算唔算系口多种人咧？咁样。
Am I one that has much words?
我就喺度挣扎。
So I struggle with this.
挣扎咗几个星期，我应唔应该喺今日嚟到去交通呢个查经里边嘅一个经历同埋一个学习咧？咁样。
So I struggle for a couple of weeks if I ought to share with my experience in Bible study and lessons that I learn.
结果我都系决定系交通啦吓。
So my decision is that I would like to share somewhat.
事情系咁样嘅。
And this is what took place.
上个月咧，我咧喺个星期日嘅查经里边。
Last week during a Bible study time,
就查考呢个哥林多前书8章有关于个祭偶像啊。 即係食呢個祭偶像嘅食物。
It was during chapter 8 in 1 Corinthians when we fellowship upon sacrifice that has been offered to idols.
祭偶像嘅食物呢，我必然唔會食㗎。
And for me, I will not eat food that has been sacrificed to idols.
但係我唔明就係例如一啲傳統嘅食品，例如好似年糕啊、月餅啊。 种啊，可唔可以食咧？
But I thought to myself, then some Chinese custom traditional food such as mooncake or the tamales, the Chinese tamales, or the other traditional food like the rice, the cake that we eat during the New Year, are we able to eat such food?
就好似年糕咁样咧，即系相传即系话啊啲年有年寿嘅，我哋。 中國人咧要燒炮仗啊，佢就嚇走佢又唔嚟啦，或者整年糕咧俾佢食咧，佢食嗰啲年糕咧，佢又唔會食人啦。Because
the tradition, the custom behind those things are of superstition. Perhaps like the firecrackers, there is the annual beast that comes during the harvest time. So you burn the firecrackers to scare him away. Scare it away, or you make the cake for him to eat, so he will not be eating the people.
即系譬如好似月饼咁样，我月缸里边有只嫦娥，呢个仙女，我哋即系俾啲月饼嚟到去拜下佢咁样。Or
perhaps the mooncake custom or the legend is that on the moon there is 嫦娥, and so you make the mooncake in her memory or to worship her.
譬如以种咁样咧，即系以前相传咧，呢个楚国有个大臣咧叫屈原咧，因为个皇帝唔信任佢，佢屈得不得志咧，投江而死嘅，整人啲整啲种咧去拜祭佢。Or
the story behind the high-ranking official in the Chuo kingdom that Wat Yun, who the king did not believe, so he had committed suicide by drowning himself in the river, so the people adored him and made these rice wrap the tamales and throw it into the river for his sake, so that the fish won't eat him and eat the other food.
咁呢啲食品我哋可唔可以食咧？
So with such food, then are we able to eat?
其实我哋好多时查经时候好多嘢唔明咧，就尤其是我咧，我都会问啊。
In my case, many times during Bible studies, when there are many questions that I do not understand, I would raise them.
就好似我哋而家我哋嘅教导就知道咧，我哋唔会庆祝圣诞节啦。
For example, we would teach that we would not celebrate Christmas.
过呢个农历年嘅时候，我哋唔会发红包啦。
Or the teaching is that during the Lunar New Year, we would not be giving out red envelope.
等等等等。
And such things.
由于我以前嘅工作嘅关系咧，我咧就系咁嘅，得就得，唔得就唔得。
As far as my situation is, perhaps it's due to my profession that I've always is a yes is yes and no is no, so it's very black and white.
唔可以模棱两可嘅。
I cannot be indecisive that it can go either way.
咁啊，于是有姊妹咧就啊就。 有帶領嘅姊妹就話： 若果有伴到弟兄嘅咧，我哋倒不如不吃啦咁样。
So there was a sister, a leading sister, who said when I had these questions, if it will cause my brethren to stumble, I would rather not eat.
咁样我都系好接受嘅。
So I accept such a thought sharing.
咁我到呢个查经到最后咪完咁差唔多完啦。
So at the end of the Bible study time,
有个弟兄咧就话佢话大概意思系咁啦，我就系、是、啊，我哋咧。他說我們要講的是要講榮神益人的話。
So with this brother sharing my what I received in his sharing was that in summary it was that when we share we ought to share words that are glorifying to God and edifying to man.
若果不是呢就不如不要講了。
Otherwise we would rather be silent.
免得我們得罪神。
Less in our speech, we will sin against God.
咁我听咗之后咧，我心里边又有啲唔舒服咯。
After I heard these words, I was uncomfortable within.
咦，佢系咪话我咧咁样
？I thought to myself, is he speaking those words directed at me?
我就话我就问自己，我唔明，我先问嘅啫。
I thought to myself, well, I didn't ask, I didn't understand. That's why I asked such questions.
并非话要攞啲难题出嚟为难带领啲弟兄啊咁样。
I thought that my questions were not intended to cause a difficulty for the group or for the leading brethren.
於是呢我的怒氣就開始了。
So in my own anger, it was stirred.
那我裡面的老我呢又想跑出 走出來跑一圈。
So then the old self wanted to come out and just express himself.
那我呢就在回到家呢我就跟我最親的姊妹倾诉啦吓。
So when I went home, I shared this with my dear other half, my sister, my wife.
我呢个姊妹咧就话：凡事都可行，但不都有益；凡事都可行，但都不造就人。
So her response to me is: All things are lawful, but not all things are expedient, and all things are lawful, but not all things edify.
咁我都听咗，都系好接受嘅。
So when I heard her response in that way, I also was very receptive to it.
好啦，到第二个礼拜日咯。
So now the next Sunday Bible study time.
咁啱咧，个带领嗰个弟兄就叫阿 Peter， 你带领我哋祷告啊。
So then the leading brethren asked me, "Oh Peter, why don't you lead us in prayer?"
咁我咧就你我就咁祷告。
So I prayed in this manner.
我话。求主看顾我哋今日嘅查经。
So Lord, that you will watch over our study, Bible study time today.
使我哋讲一啲荣神益人嘅话。
That you will cause us to speak in a manner that is glorifying to you and edifying to man.
若果唔系。
Otherwise.
特别系我。
Especially for me.
求主勒住我舌头。
So Lord, that you would control, bridle my tongue.
使我舌头贴住上颚。
So that it would even clave to the roof of my mouth.
免得我得罪你。
Lest I sin against you.
哎呀，我竟然作咁嘅祷告啊。
I don't know why I would pray in that way.
我觉得我唔应该咁样系嚟祷告。
I thought I ought not to have prayed in this way.
我知道我老嘅我真系走出嚟走咗圈。
I know in my speech, in my action, then the old self really came forth in that manner.
我有啲后悔。
I regret it.
结果我喺灵修嘅时候，我又神又向我说话。
So during my morning devotion time, God spoke to me again.
喺传道书。
In the book of Ecclesiastes.
五章。
Chapter 5.
喺一节嗰度话。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1 there it says.
你到神嘅脚前殿前要谨慎脚步。
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God.
在第二节。
Verse 2.
你在神的面前不可冒失开口。
Be not rash with thy mouth.
也不可心急发言。
And let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything.
因为神在天上。
Before God, for God is in heaven.
你在地上。
And thou upon earth.
所以你言要寡少。
Therefore, let thy words be few.
第六节。
Verse 6.
不可任你的口使肉体犯罪。
Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin.
使神因你的声音发怒。
Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice?
败坏你手所做的。
And destroy the work of thine hands.
第七节。
Verse 7.
多梦和多言。
That many words, there are also diverse vanities.
其中多有虚幻。
For in the multitude of dreams,
你只要敬畏神。
But fear God.
我实在是不应该是怪这位弟兄啊。
I ought not to blame the brother in what he said.
我想好想同佢道歉。
I wanted to apologize to him.
但是佢刚啱算佢出咗外喎。
But he was away.
又唔知佢几时翻。
I did not know when he will return.
有好几个礼拜都唔喺度。
He was away for a few weeks.
咁于是呢件事咧就喺我心里边咧积压咗几个星期。
So this matter was still lingering in my heart for a few weeks.
当佢翻嚟时候。
So when he returned,
我就马上同佢道歉。
I immediately apologized to him.
其实呢个弟兄都唔知道发生咩事，点解我要向佢道歉嘅
？No, actually, this brother was unaware as why I would approach him to apologize to him.
我就同佢讲出整件事。
So I share with him the whole account.
即系我实在系唔应该咁样嚟到去祷告。
That I ought not to have prayed in this way.
亦都唔应该系怪你。
And I should not have blamed him.
感谢主啦。
I thank the Lord.
在查经的事上又给我机会学习。
In Bible study, he has allowed for me to learn more lessons.
所有荣耀都要归返给你。
That all glory must be given back to him.
我交通就停在这里了。
And my sharing here.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今日交通嘅系冬令会嘅得着。
I wanted to share what I gained from the winter conference.
其实已经隔咗好耐啦。
There's already been such a long time since the conference ended.
我本嚟翻嚟系想有交通嘅。
I wanted to share when we returned and gathered again.
但系咧，哇，都冇机会俾我交通。
But there wasn't an opportunity that was given to me to do so.
咁啊，有一个弟兄咧，佢好记得我。
There was a particular brother who remembered me.
哎，你每次都系有一句嘅得着嘅喎。
And he reminded me. He says, "You've come back from conferences and shared with us on a couple occasions that there was at least one word that you had gained at each conference."
佢话你以前唔交通嘅。
So why didn't you share it this time after coming back from the winter conference?
我说有。
I said, I did gain something.
那我讲下我们怎样去冬令会呢?
So let me share about how we went to winter conference.
我们每年都是三四家人一起出发的。
Each year, three or four families would get together and go together.
好開心嘅，年年都好高興咁一齊集中一個地方一齊去上山迎接我哋嘅主。
And it's always very joyous. We would have a place where we would meet together, and then once we're together, then we would drive off together to go up to the mountain to meet the Lord.
呢次去咧，我就有個禱告話：啊，主俾我一個聽話嘅耳朵，受教嘅心。
And so this time when we went to the conference, I had a prayer before the Lord. And I asked the Lord that I would have ears to hear and a heart to be obedient.
咁有一堂讲得好好。
And there was one particular ministry that was especially beneficial.
咁当我哋好几个弟兄姊妹食饭嘅时候，一围台嘅时候。
And when at meal, at the next meal, when we were gathered, when several of the brothers and sisters were seated together,
哇！佢哋個個都開心到猛講話，啲堂父講得好好好好，個個都話好好。
And every single one of them said how much they enjoyed that particular ministry.
佢哋個個都講到佢自己即係啊，好得著。
And every one of them has said, oh, they gained a lot from the words that were shared.
咁我睇見佢哋咁開心咁高興。
And so I looked at them. I saw how happy they were and how uplifted they were.
咁我又唔執輸喎。
And so I can't lag behind.
我就話：嘿，我又係呢一堂，我有一句最得著嘅咧，就係啊，原來我哋嘅神係希望住喺我哋嘅裏邊喎。咁。
And so I told them, I have a word that I gained from this particular ministry or this particular message, and that is that God desires that Christ would be in us.
哇！有一個好姊妹，佢就當場一拳打過嚟。
But then a very dear sister struck a blow.
佢就話：係啊，係啊，神係願意住喺你嘅裏邊啊，但係你左邊，你嘅心。左边啦，定右边啦，俾佢装咧咁。
And so, she said, "Yes, it's true. The Lord desires to dwell in you, but do you have the space to let Him dwell?"
啊，最弊你哋嘅心都系装满晒，都系自己嘅嘢啦咁。
It's unfortunate that most of you have your heart already filled with so many other things.
哇！我当时好感谢主啊。
At that precise moment, I was grateful to the Lord.
是啊，真是啊。
It's true.
我真是周不时好多的心里装满晒都是冇用的嘢。
More often than not, my heart is filled with things that have no value.
真是冇边个地方可以俾主喺我个里边。
And it's packed so much so that there's not much room for the Lord to have a place there at all.
所以至今我仍然记住呢个好姊妹佢对我嘅提醒。
And so even to this day, I still remember that those were particular words from that particular sister.
实在真系感谢主，佢俾我向我提醒讲说话。
And that I'm thankful to the Lord that He used this sister to provide to me reminders.
即系俾我今后以后真系要。多啲提醒我，愿主住喺我个心嘅里边。
That whether it's now or in the days to come, that I am constantly reminded to allow the Lord to have a place in my heart.
所以次嘅冬令会实实好多好多都得着，但系呢一句系俾我提醒到而家。
And so yes, during the winter conference, I gained many other things and lessons, but this is one thing that was foremost in my mind.
所以求主怜悯我。
So may the Lord truly deal kindly with me.
求祂继续咁样带领我走每一天同埋每一步。
And that He really will lead me continuously onward each day and each step.
真系求祂攞开我心里边好多冇用嘅东西。
That He'll continue to take away those things that are so useless that are still in my heart.
真系荣耀归俾我哋嘅主耶稣，感谢佢。
I give all glory and honor back to our Lord. Praise be to Him.
我就交通到呢度。
I end my sharing here.
咁我想接住頭先啊姊妹交通咧，咁我就想同弟兄姊妹交通我自己喺蒙頭嗰個學習。
So、I want to share my experience with the head covering。
咁工會嚟嘅，咁大家都知道。
Non-denominational church. Denominational church.
咁我第一記得我第一次 跟弟兄嚟呢度聚会嘅时候。
So I remember the first time that I came with Sherman to attend this congregation.
咁我第一个反应就系、是，咦，嗰啲姊妹个头有块布嘅，咁有啲吓，有啲咁。
Okay, my first reaction was what? What? Why is there something on this sister's head?
咁我好快脆就走翻去问我个牧师点解。
So quickly I went back to my pastor and I asked him why is this so?
咁啊，咁我当时个牧师就话，哦，因为嗰阵时咧哥林多嗰啲姊妹咧，佢哋口多多咁样，咁所以咧佢哋咧又聚会嗰阵时唔安静，咁所以咧保罗咧就特别系对嗰阵时嘅姊妹有啲咁嘅吩咐嘅。
And so he told me that it was because of that time in Corinthian, in Corinth, that the sisters there, they spoke too much, they, you know, and so the Paul was specifically telling them to follow this custom.
啊，咁咁啊，我听完之后，咦，哦，系喎系喎，咁佢话今日咧，我哋就唔使做噶啦，咁样。
So then I heard this and I thought, okay, and then so he told me that today we do not need to follow this custom anymore.
啊，咁咁就啊不了了之，咁啊过咗几年啦，咁咁我相信我都同大家交通过，我点解会喺啊后屘喺呢度聚会？咁我记得我喺呢度聚会头嗰六七年，我应该都系冇蒙头嘅。
So and I've shared this in the past of how I came to come to this fellowship, this congregation here. And for the first 6 or 7 years, I did not put on a head covering.
咁係咪嗰件事之後，我有冇再翻去讀聖經？即係有冇再自己去尋求，即係到底點解咧？咁樣有嘅。
So after that time, did I go back to read the Bible and to find out more? Yes, I did.
咁但係因為我嘅心思冇作好準備，亦都唔夠信服，所以我一路都冇做。
But because at that time my heart was not prepared and I was not obedient enough that all that time I did not put on the head covering.
咁十幾年前咧，我哋曾經查經又係讀哥林多前書嘅。
And about 10 years ago, we were in Bible study and we were studying 1 Corinthians also.
咁我讀到第十一章。
And I read to and we got to chapter 11.
咁讀第十一章嘅時候，咁我哋知道即係好似姊妹交通咁樣，呢個就係講到喺教會裏面嗰個屬靈嘅次序。
And so just as our sister shared that this is speaks of the order in the house of God.
咁我就頭先即係姊妹都已經係佢已經講過嗰啲聖經章節，咁我就唔再讀。咁但係唯一一句説話咧，主當時同我講就話。
So I won't repeat the verses that our sister shared already, but this is what the Lord had spoken to me.
主話女人為天使嘅緣故，應該喺頭上面有復權柄嘅記號。
That women, because of the angels, should have a symbol of authority over their head.
咁主就用呢句説話同我講，女人喺佢嘅頭上面應該有復權柄嘅記號。
And this is what the Lord told me, that women should have a sign of authority on their head.
咁第二個禮拜我就問 Esa 攞咗一塊蒙頭布，咁我就開始蒙頭。
And the following week I asked Esther for a head covering and I began to cover my head.
咁雖然之後我契媽都係一個愛主嘅基督徒。
And so my godmother who is also one who loves the Lord.
咁佢就同我講，你蒙頭。你喺外面為天使嘅緣故，即係係為神作嗰個見證，你要有復權柄嘅記號。
And so she said, "Oh, you are putting a sign of authority on your head because of the angels."
咁佢你裏邊都要應該有咁嘅心思喎。咁。
And said, "Outwardly you're doing this, but in the heart you should also be doing this."
咁我知道，即係我裏邊係有咁嘅心思，但係我好多時候係跟唔上嘅。
And I said, "Yeah, I have that same." Thought in my heart, but it's a lot of times I cannot follow on.
咁但係咪因為我跟唔上我就唔作咧
？And so is it because I cannot follow on that I don't do it？
唔係嘅，因為主喺呢度就話，女人喺你嘅頭上面應該有復權柄嘅記號。主冇話你預備好然後先去作嘅。
The Lord never said that you should prepare yourself and be ready and then you should do this. No, it says because of the angels, you need to have a sign of authority on your head.
咁因为主叫我咁作，所以我就咁样去就去做。
And it's because the Lord told me to do so. That is why I do so.
剛才啊，因為姊妹交通的時候，我就很快去看一看。其實這個原文呢，是代表是可以是一個結了婚或者是一個 virgin 的，是主要呢，這裡是講到是女人。
So after our sister shared, I took a quick look, and in the original text, it says either a married woman or a virgin should put on head covering.
咁我當時主俾我睇見，我要作呢個記號，就係因為我係一個信主嘅女人。
And the Lord had told me at that time, it is because I am a woman who believes in the Lord.
當時我是結了婚的，但我未結婚，我仍然會這樣做。
That at that time I was married already, but even if I was not at that time, I still would have done the same.
咁呢個係我嘅睇見。咁當然我喺呢度唔係話所有姊妹你哋而家出去第二下個禮拜翻嚟就要蒙頭啦咁樣。
And this, of course, is just what the Lord has shown me. So I'm in no way saying that all sisters should go next weekend put on a head covering.
不過我鼓勵，即係主俾你有咁嘅睇見嘅時候，你就咁樣跟著。
But I do encourage that if this is what the Lord shows you, that you should have the same following.
咁呢個係我喺十幾年前喺哥林多前書嘅睇見，仍然係我今日嘅睇見。
And this is what I had seen. The Lord had shown me 10 years ago, and today is also what I see.
咁我交通咁多。
And am I sharing here?
上個月呢，主俾我有機會同 Esther 一齊翻去中國大陸去探望一啲主裏邊嘅弟兄姊妹。
Last month, the Lord allowed for Esther and myself to have the opportunity to visit some brethren in China.
喺兩三處嘅地方都有聚會。
We had a chance to fellowship in 2-3 various places.
所遇見嘅弟兄姊妹，俾我感覺係非常嘅正面嘅。
The impression I was left with from brothers and sisters is a very positive one.
因為喺呢啲我探望嘅弟兄姊妹嘅當中，我睇見佢哋對主。同埋對主自己嘅話係有非常嘅愛慕。
In my visit to with the brethren there, I can see that they have a longing for the word of God and a desire for the word of God.
佢哋開始嗰個聚會，一個地方係好耐，另一個地方係好短，唔係好長嘅時間。
There was a place of fellowship that did not start there for.
有一個地方係。已經係好耐嘅歷史，有個地方係時間係唔係好長嘅。
And two of the places, one that I visited was established there for a long period of time. The other one was not a long period of time that has established.
但係就係喺嗰個唔係有好長久歷史嘅嗰個地方，當佢哋聚會嘅時候，佢哋係非常嘅踴躍。
In the more recent establishment of a fellowship location there, I can see how zealous they are in fellowshipping.
嗰個踴躍除咗話好多人嚟之外
，their fervency not only is because of the number，
而係話喺聚會嘅裏邊，佢哋係非常嘅擺上。
But it is during the worship time, the gathering, they have put forth themselves greatly.
在他们的交通的当中 佢哋亦都係好 open， 好坦白咁樣樣嚟交通嘅。
In their fellowship, they also are very open in their sharing.
喺佢哋嘅中間嘅麥餅，我又睇見佢哋非常嘅踴躍。雖然有多過我哋呢度嘅人數，但係好多人都起嚟用禱告感謝神、讚美神。
Doing bread breaking, even though they have a larger congregation than we do here, I can also see their fervency as they want to pray and worship God.
呢個係我喺美國呢度有時參加別一啲嘅地方嘅聚會，甚至喺我哋中間，我係唔係常見嘅。
That is a condition that I do not see very often in the U.S., even in our congregation or in various places I have visited in the U.S.
所以我感覺到主真係喺嗰度作工，主真係喺嗰度吸引人。
So I do sense the Lord working there and that He would draw the people.
不過最緊要嘅就係話，喺嗰度嘅弟兄姊妹一啲信主嘅人，佢哋係願意咁樣擺上為主。
But what is important is that there is a group of brethren there that is willing to put forth themselves for the Lord.
好多時候我哋都會俾自己一啲嘅 excuse， 俾一啲原諒我哋自己。我嘅屬靈嘅情況好低。
Sometimes we may give an excuse to ourselves, oh, I am in a spiritual low right now.
我工作又咁忙，我真係冇時間去讀神嘅話啦，所以我而家好沉啊。
I'm quite busy with work and I just don't have the time for the word of God, so I'm just in a valley right now.
但係喺呢一班嘅弟兄姊妹當中咧，我都知道有人係有工作，有人係有生意，有人係退休。
I do know amongst the brethren there are those who work, there are those who have a business, and those who are retired.
但係無論佢哋嘅生活係點樣嘅忙碌或者唔忙碌，都冇影響到佢哋嘅追求嘅。
But regardless of their business of life or not, it does not influence their pursuit of the Lord.
尤其是我去到一個地方，有兩位啊，佢係做一個做漁夫，一個係做農夫。
I was in a place where I know of this couple. One was a fisherman and the other was a farmer.
全個屋企人嘅負擔佢都要孭上嚟。
And they were responsible for the entire household.
又要牧養教會。
They also need to shepherd the church.
又要養兒育女。
They need to raise their family.
又要做功課。佢係學房嘅學生。
They also need to do homework for their students in the Academy of Christ.
但係喺咁忙碌咁咁容易嘅一個環境，但係我同佢交通嘅時候，佢哋總係流露出佢哋對主嗰個嘅愛係幾咁嘅幾咁嘅感恩啊！
Even amongst all the business or how much time they have yet in their fellowship, I'm able to sense the outflow of their love and their thankfulness of toward the Lord.
好似嗰啲嘅事情，佢嘅家庭嘅負擔啊，佢作父親嘅責任啊，各方面好似對佢嚟都冇乜重量嘅，但係只有一個嘅心願，就去享用住，去追求，去認識住。
Even in the midst of the fellowship, I come to sense that even with responsibility as a father, responsibility for the household, yet what I sense is that his joy in pursuing the Lord, to know the Lord, and to enjoy the Lord.
我覺得這個真的給我自己有一個很大的提醒。
It is of a great reminder for myself.
我們每一個人的生活,尤其是在美國,不是每一個都那麼空閒的。
Each one of us living here in the U.S., we know that we do not have a lot of free time.
但是在這些繁瑣的很多事情裡面,我們是否被這些事情來限制住,而沒有越過了這個環境去追求主呢?
Yet, even with our busy schedules and all the busy items that we have on our plate, does that hinder us that we cannot overcome and transcend those obstacles to pursue after the Lord?
上個星期四的晚上跟弟兄姊妹都交通過羅馬書八章那裡,我願意再讀給弟兄姊妹聽。
This past Thursday, I share with brothers and sisters from Romans chapter 8. I like to read again with brothers and sisters.
羅馬書八章三十五節,他們說,誰能使我們與基督的愛隔絕呢? 難道是患難麼? 是困苦麼? 是逼迫麼? 是飢餓麼? 是赤身露體麼? 是危險麼? 是刀劍麼?
There in Romans, starting with verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
其實保羅在那裡說,這些東西都不應該叫我們與基督的愛隔絕。
Paul there says, none of these things, nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ.
所以39節就說,是高處的,是低處的。 是別的受造之物,
so in verse 39 it says, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
現在的問題就是說,我們有沒有被這些事情,將我們對基督的愛的追求隔開呢?
So the question is posed to us, are any of these things a hindrance for us that separate us to pursue the love of Christ?
在我們這個生活裡面,肯定就不見得是有患難我們遇到,或者是什麼困苦,有什麼逼迫。
In our daily living today, I don't think we'll experience any of the some of the things that Paul mentions here, whether it be tribulation, distress, or persecution.
在我們的生活裡面,更亦都沒有什麼飢餓,赤身露體,危險,刀劍這樣的。
And even more so, in our circumstances, we're not faced with famine, nakedness, peril, or sword.
但是,是不是別的受造之物?
Or would it be other things that are created that is our hindrance?
是叫我們與基督的愛隔絕。
That will separate us from the love of Christ.
這是我們要大家一同在神面前思想的。
And this is a matter that I'd like for all of us to consider together.
也是願意在這裡提醒我們眾人。
And as a reminder for us all,
不要被這些生活上的瑣事,這些時間上的不能夠利用,將我們與神的愛隔開。
That we ought not to have the trivial things of this world, or the things in time that ought to separate us from the love of God.
在這裡有很多的見證人在我們的周圍。
There are many witnesses that surround us.
只要我們打開我們的 眼我們看到很多的見證人。
If we do look around, there are many, a great cloud of witnesses that surround us.
盼望我們自己有一天會成為這樣的見證人。
So that one day we would be also one amongst those witnesses as well.
沒有一樣的東西是叫我們 与基督嘅爱隔绝嘅。
That there would be nothing that will separate us from the love of Christ.
亦都求主俾我哋有个心智，唔容让任何嘅东西叫我哋与主隔绝。
That we would also not allow for anything that will separate us from His love.
啊，求主怜悯我哋。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
我交通就定喺呢度。
Am I sharing here?
So regarding the head covering,
我谂好难喺短短喺呢个单单交通聚会里边嚟到讲。
I think it would be very difficult to express completely in a fellowship sharing meeting.
但咧关乎呢个蒙头呢个讲到咧男人女人咧，究竟系解释做丈夫妻子，或者解释做男人或者女人咧就讲交通一下吓。
But regarding this issue of head covering, speak a little bit about whether it's for man or woman or for a married, for a husband and a wife.
如果我哋按着呢、這个文字嚟解释咧。这个女人在这里这个女人这个字呢如果你去看那个strong number, 你去看的时候呢这个字呢是可以是女人未婚的女人已婚的女人寡妇。
So if you look closely at the text, at the word woman, it can be used to describe, a unmarried woman, a woman, or a widowed, woman.
这个男人呢亦都可以是这个丈夫或者是男人。
And for the word man, it can also be used to describe a married man, a husband, or just a man.
在这个原文的里面。
In its original text.
在圣经的里面呢亦都有很多地方是譬如话喺以弗所书嘅里边讲到妻子当顺服丈夫咧，同呢度哥林多前书所将呢个男人女人呢一、这个字咧系同一个字嚟嘅。
And in the Bible, there are many other places. For instance, in Ephesians, when it says a woman should submit to her husband. So many instances it refers to man and woman as husband and wife. So
係同埋原文仲同一個字。
So it's used as the same word here.
喺聖經裏邊咧，譬如好似講到呢、这個如果你係 John number 咧，係1135，呢個女人咧係有啲地方喺聖經就睇下佢喺邊度用。喺某啲嘅聖經嘅經文裏邊咧，係譯做女人，有啲譯做妻子。我俾一啲大家聽嚇，《使徒行傳》2:4。保罗话我曾逼迫奉者道嘅人，直到死罪，无论男女 ，OK， 都拿下。使徒行传2:4。
So I'll read some examples of when the words man and woman are used. The first one is Acts chapter 22:4. It says, "I persecuted the followers of the way to their death, arresting both men and women."
系啦，咁呢个咧
That would be a strong number 11.
嗰、那個女咧就係1:35，男咧就4:35，都係就係、是、亦都可以喺喺呢個哥林多前書11呢度咧就亦都係嗰兩個字嘅，嗰、那個男同埋女。
So for man and woman, they're both used as a strong number 11:35。
咁呢度就唔會譯做呢個丈夫同埋妻子。
So here it would not be translated as a husband or a wife。
或者係我見到一個婦人動咗淫念嘅，咁咧就呢個婦人咧，亦都係呢個1:35，又唔係講到妻子嘅，係婦人嚇。
So it also in another instance when it says a woman has committed adultery, it does not refer necessarily.
When you see a woman and lust after her, still using the strong number reference 1135.
So when you see a woman and you lust after her, it is still using the same 1135. Strong number reference.
啊，咁同埋呢個，咁喺呢度咧，佢就唔係講到見到一個妻子嚇，講到一個女人嚇，一個婦人嚇，同一個字嚟嘅。
So it's the same word, but here it does not refer to a wife.
嗯，咁啊，聖經咧，另外有一啲地方咧，啊，講到一個寡婦嘅，啊，呢個寡婦咧，亦都係用呢個1135呢一個女人呢個字嚇。
So in other instances, when it uses the word woman, it is referring to a widow. It also is in reference to 1135, strong reference.
當然咧，喺好多地方咧，1135呢個字咧係啊喺聖經真係要做喎，指到呢個作妻子嘅時候咧係啊翻譯做妻子嘅。
So when they reference this 1135 word, they will specifically say wife if they want it, if the Bible wants to refer to a wife.
而係嗰個意思係指住妻子，佢就會將佢翻嚟做妻子嘅。
So if the Bible wanted to specifically say a reference to a wife, then they would use the word wife.
會被翻譯做妻子。
It would be translated into the word wife.
嗯，啊，咁喺呢個蒙頭呢個地方咧，啊，大部分嘅聖經咧都係翻，佢唔係唔知嘅，啊，但係絕大部分嘅聖經咧，你去睇多一個好多 version 咧。都係被翻作男人女人啊。
So and a majority of the versions of this translation in Corinthians, First Corinthians, it is translated into as woman and man.
啊，佢哋呢啲聖經學者唔係唔知道呢個字咧係可以作多方面嘅翻譯嘅。
So these Bible scholars, they it's not that they do not know that this word can be translated into different meanings.
啊，喺以弗所書咧係講緊家庭嘅關係，所以係被翻作丈夫妻子。
So in the book of Ephesians, it is used. The word woman is used to describe the relationship of a woman of a wife and a husband. So
yeah, 講家庭裏邊嘅關係。
It's speaking of the household. So some translations will use wife and husband.
啊，因為講緊啊作兒子嘅就啊作兒女嘅要順服父母啊嘛。咁所以一路來講家庭關係，所以佢嗰度咧就係被翻譯做啊呢個丈夫同埋妻子。
So in Ephesians, it was talking about the household. So about obeying your father and your mother. And husband and wife, so it's translated into husband and wife.
喺啊，我理解喺哥林多前书呢度咧，系讲紧啊神同埋全人类关系，男人同埋女人嘅关系，所以咧呢个系翻做男人同女人。
So according to my understanding, this is speaking of God's relationship with everybody. So it should be translated as man and woman.
啊，或者大家可以花一啲心思啊，既然有咁嘅提出，翻去再啊自己睇一睇吓。
Perhaps we can, since this has been brought up, we can spend a little bit of time to go back and read, find out a little bit more about this.
原來我裏邊有好清楚嘅 conviction， 呢啲都唔係為著呢個啊，唔係為著辯論而需要作嘅嚇。
And that we would have a deep conviction in our hearts, and not because of discussion sake.
嗯，I also wanted to share a little bit about head coverings.
我都想交通下蒙頭嘅事情。
I don't really recall exactly when I started to wear head coverings. I think it was soon after I started to worship here.
我唔好清楚記得我幾時開始蒙頭啊，多數都係喺度開始咗聚會之後冇幾耐。
And at the time, I did not have a strong understanding of submission or women or men and do this or do that.
當時我都唔係好十分清楚男人女人順服呢啲咁嘅事情。
But I just remember a sister has shared with me this passage from chapter 11.
但係我淨係記得有姊妹同我交通到呢度十一章。
And what I understood was that sisters should wear a head covering.
咁當時就明白到就話作姊妹就應該要蒙頭。
And this was God's word.
依個係神嘅話語。
And so I started to wear a head covering.
咁所以我當時就開始蒙頭。
But I don't think I really had a complete understanding.
咁但係我相信我。冇完全明白。
And as we study 1 Corinthians, the Lord has shown more to me.
所以當你再讀哥林多前書十一章嘅時候，主就向我更加多嘅啟示。
And it's easy to look at chapter 11 as a chapter for sisters.
我有時好似話覺得好容易，表面上好容易將十一章當作一個俾姊妹嘅一章嘅聖經。
Oh, this chapter is for sisters. It's for them to learn submission. It's for them to wear the head coverings. It's easy to think of it as a chapter for sisters.
哦，就係話哦，單單係俾姊妹學順服、學蒙頭。
But the Lord actually gave me a different emphasis this time, and I see in this chapter the glory of God.
哦，但係主卻俾我有另一個看見俾我睇到神自己嘅榮耀。
This chapter is for brothers and sisters.
哦，依一章實在係俾弟兄同姊妹。
In verse 7, it says, For a man ought not to have his head covered, since he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man.
第七節嗰度講，男人本不該蒙著頭，因為他是神嘅形象和榮耀，但女人是男人嘅榮耀。
So when a man has his head uncovered, he is reflecting the glory, because he is the image and glory of God.
所以男人唔蒙头嘅时候，佢显示出神嗰个形象同荣耀。
And when a woman has her head covered, she is covering the glory of man.
当女人蒙头嘅时候，佢个将呢个蒙头系遮盖住人嘅荣耀。
Because man ought not to be glorified. God is to be glorified.
因为人的荣耀是实在不可以的。只有神的荣耀才可以是彰显的。
And I've been feeling like that's been what the Lord has been sharing with me throughout the study of 1 Corinthians.
主在我们读哥林多前书这里直向我这样的启示。
It's about giving God the glory.
就是将荣耀归返给神。
And we gather in this way so that we can give God the glory and not man.
我们这样去聚集，我们就愿意将荣耀归返给神，不是将人的荣耀彰显。
And this matter of submission, I remember and I wrote this down in my Bible because it's a very good reminder for me because when sisters have their head covered, it manifests the obedience and submission of Christ.
讲到顺服的事，我在自己本圣经都是写低了个 note， 因为觉得好是非常之重要，就是说当姊妹蒙头的时候，提醒我们人要在基督下边顺服。
And brothers, when they have their head uncovered, is to manifest the glory, his glory.
当男人不蒙头的时候，却是将要将神的荣耀来彰显。
So whether it's obedience or submission for the sisters or glory for the brothers is the same Christ.
无论是姊妹的顺服或者男人的那个要彰显的都是基督自己。
Just as easy as it is to look at this chapter as just for sisters, it's easy for sisters to think, oh, I need to be submissive to a brother, I'm weaker than a brother. It's easy for us to think that, or it's easy for us to assume that.
好像很多人觉得，这张圣经只是给姊妹一样，但是对于很多姊妹来讲，可能他们看完这张的时候，只是觉得说，我一定只是要学习顺服，要学习怎样去听话。
And this chapter is not about that. This, in fact, the enemy wants you to think that. The world wants you to think that.
但是这一章是我觉得它不是这样的意思。这个世界这个仇敌是想你这样去想。
Because in this world, we hear a lot of, you know, like the feminist movement, girl power, we can do everything that they can do.
因为这个世界教导我们怎样的父权怎样女子 的权力是怎样男人做的事女人都可以做。
And, And that's not what this chapter is about.
但是这一章却不是讲到这些事情。
But it's easy to think that and have that misunderstanding.
但是我们有时很容易有这样的误会啊。
And so I think about that like in my own marriage.
我想起这些事情，想起我的婚姻。
Sometimes I think that Ricky doesn't do things a certain way or the right way.
有时觉得我丈夫做一些事情不是一些准确的方法。
And that I can do it better.
我可以做一些更加正确的方法。
Better and faster.
更加快的，更加准确的，这样去完成这些事。
But the Lord gave me Ricky for a reason.
但是主给我这样的丈夫有一个原因。
So I can learn patience.
叫我学习那个忍耐。
So I can learn this lesson of submission just as the Lord submitted to the Father.
正如亦都俾我学习呢个顺服嘅功课，正如主要顺服父神一样。
So in the church, the same way, we're as men, we have these ideas and we have great ideas.
咁喺教会都同样，人有好多嘅好好嘅主意。
But the Lord wants us to wait upon Him and look to Him.
但是主却愿意我们等候祂，仰望祂。
When I do things faster and better, am I glorified? Yes, I'm glorified. Man is glorified.
当我做事又快又准的时候，谁是被高举呢？人的荣耀被高举。
But the Lord would not get what He is after.
但是主得不着，他想要得着的。
So when I read chapter 11 now, I see it differently. I see it as in the glory of God, to manifest His glory in this church, in this place. The glory of God, may He be glorified.
所以我再看十一章的时候，我就有这样的心思，就是说神的荣耀，愿意在人的心里面，在教会的心里面去彰显。 愿意接住姊妹的交通。
Since I also recently share with brothers and sisters from 1 Corinthians.
因着我最近啱啱同弟兄姊妹交通哥林多前书。
That is because as the Lord leads us to study this book, I believe the Lord has a word for us.
因为主带领我们去读这本书，所以主实在有话要向我们讲。
And I know that the Lord has impressed upon me to look upon this chapter, this book anew as we fellowship this time.
主亦都要叫我从一个新的角度来去睇呢本书。
So, as I mentioned some background with brothers and sisters, how when brothers and sisters got together to share, it was suggested for the elders to share some thoughts on it. But the word that the Lord had was, well, you share then.
好似上个礼拜交通过，当我哋弟兄中间有交通嘅时候，我哋系提到或者长老们可以去简介喺呢本书上面做一啲简介，但系主佢系俾一个负担，叫我去同大家分享呢个背景。
Because the matter spoken of in 1 Corinthians, I think is very practical, and it does pertain to our condition today if we look at it individually or corporately.
因为这本书所讲及的是很实际，亦都很关及我们今日的光景。
There are many things, but two specifically, one is bread breaking and the other one is head covering.
有很多点是可以交通，但有两点是特别。 主餐、抹饼，另一个是蒙头。
And of course, the overarch of these matters is still based on the matter of oneness, that there ought not to be division in His body.
但是在这两点的背后，都是有一个合一的主题，在主里面不应该有纷争。
I thank the Lord. Our sister started off today sharing with that because I believe she is obedient to the Lord in doing so, and this is how the Lord has led us.
啊，所以感謝主啊，姊妹頭先啊係誒幫我哋開始，因為啊姊妹實在係啊順從主嘅。
And this is how the Lord has led us. As for me, this is the third tap that the Lord has given me, so I believe I ought to share, because after our sister share, Simon, Shirley share, Simon share, and Yvonne share, I believe I ought to share.
啊，咁啊，對於我嚟講，啊，主已經係叫咗我講啊三次啦，因為頭先姊妹同弟兄都喺呢件事情上有分享。
So I begin with reading in verse 16.
啊，咁我第十六節開始睇。
But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God.
若有人想要辯駁，我們卻沒有這樣的規矩，神的眾教會也沒有了，也是沒有的。
So as I mentioned, this is whatever the matters are, as we fellowship, the Lord will lead us. So we ought to enter into fellowship, and it is not a matter of contention. There ought not to be division in the body.
所以在主的肢體裡面不應該有紛爭，而在這件事上也不應該有辯駁，我們卻是要進入這個交通裡面。
And even in the group that we are, in my group, that we are encouraging brothers and sisters alike, not only for the sisters, but everyone ought to examine this matter before the Lord diligently.
咁喺我嘅小組裡面，我哋都係鼓勵弟兄姊妹，唔單止係姊妹，佢係弟兄同姊妹都去查考去呢一段所講嘅重點。
Because this is the word of God that pertains to each and every one of us at all times.
因為呢度所講嘅係神嘅話，對於我哋每個人每一個時刻都能夠應用嘅。
So verse 13, it says, Judge in yourself, is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered?
第十三節，你們自己審察，女人禱告神不蒙著頭是合宜的嗎？
So you judge for yourself.
你自己審察。
But that's what you ought to do, not just to brush it aside, but to examine it diligently before the Lord.
所以我哋每個人都應該係喺主裏面好誠實嘅去審察。
There are matters that are already shared. I just want to echo some of the sharing.
頭先好多點已經交通過，咁我會去再交通一下。
The thought that I have is similar to what Yvonne shared.
咁我所交通嘅同Yvonne所交通嘅差唔多。
The song that reminds me when I read First Corinthians chapter 11 is the song Meekness and Majesty.
咁呢首呢一段嘅經文就提醒我一隻詩歌。是講到呢個謙虛同埋呢個嘅Majesty
威嚴
威嚴同謙卑。
So it's a song that speaks of our Lord's of our Lord。
咁呢首詩歌講到我哋主嘅。
And there the lyrics, some of the lyrics said meekness and majesty in perfect harmony。
咁有一句就講到呢一個尊榮同埋呢一個嘅謙虛謙卑。就是好完美的合埋一齊，和諧的合埋一齊。
This is our God.
呢一個就係我哋嘅神。
And this is our Lord that we see here.
呢一個就係我哋嘅主。
We can say man and woman is one.
咁我哋可以講男人同女人係合一嘅。
As our sister already shared that the man ought to display the glory of God and the woman ought to display the obedience of God. Of Christ, man should display Christ's glory and women ought to display his obedience.
咁所以男人应该係彰显基督嘅榮耀，而女人要係彰显基督嗰個嘅順服。
So it's not just a matter of one party, but it is both man and woman because we are made one.
所以唔係淨係女人要學習，卻係男人同女人都要學習，因為男人同女人都係喺主裏面合一。
And together, then we can display that His glory.
所以我哋可以一同嚟去彰顯基督嘅榮耀。
For the preceding chapter in Corinthians tells us, not only eat and drink, but in whatsoever you do, do to the glory of God, do for the glory of God.
咁喺呢一章之前嘅章節，嗰度講過，我哋唔單止喺吃喝上面，我哋喺凡事上面，都要彰顯神嘅榮耀。
And so even recently in our Bible study, we mentioned the glory of God. What does that mean? Because we say terms like this, and it becomes so familiar to us. Oh, for God's glory.
咁喺我哋嘅小組亦都去探討過神嘅榮耀係咩意思咧？我哋成日都講神嘅榮耀，為著神嘅榮耀緣故，但係實在嘅意思係咩咧？
So it was lightly mentioned about the glory of God.
咁我哋就lightly
touched upon.
我哋就講咗少少關於神嘅榮耀呢件事。
So when God has His way, when God's will is done, when God is satisfied, His glory is manifested.
當神嘅旨意得到成就，當神得到滿足嘅時候，神嘅榮耀就得到彰顯。
So when God gains His church, when God gains His people,
所以當神得到佢嘅教會，當神得到佢嘅子民嘅時候，神嘅榮耀就得到彰顯。
And so here, when God's will is done, His glory is seen.
所以當神嘅旨意得到成就嘅時候，佢嘅榮耀就能夠得到彰顯。
So even when we look at Christ and in His majesty, in His obedience, He manifests that fully for us. We can see that in Philippians, we can see that in Hebrews.
所以喺基督裏面，基督係將神嘅 尊榮同埋佢嘅信服彰顯出嚟，我哋可以喺希伯來書同埋腓立比書都見到。
So is it what is that glory to us? Is it a glory to us when we have a sign on our head?
咁呢一個榮耀對我哋有咩關係咧？當我哋嘅頭上面有呢個記號嘅時候，呢一個係咪一個榮耀咧？
Sister mentioned the world perverse the word of God or the thought of God and make it a matter of shame or inequality. But we must ask, what is the glory to us? Is it a glory to us when we have a sign on our head?
姊妹交通道，呢個世界係要將呢個不平等嘅意念係放喺我哋身上面，但係我哋卻係要問自己，當我哋嘅頭上有呢個記號嘅時候，係咪一個榮耀咧？
It ought to be a glory to us, not a shame or inequality.
當我哋咁樣思想嘅時候，呢個記號應當係成為我哋嘅榮耀，唔係好似世界所講係一個嘅羞辱或者一個不平等嘅記號。
For even we see the sign on the Lord Himself, His scars, His sacrifice.
因為我哋都睇到我哋主嘅記號，佢嘅疤痕，同埋佢身上面嘅記號，我哋就見到佢嘅榮耀。
He, being God, yet emptied Himself, made Himself of no reputation.
主，佢係神，佢係反倒虛己，佢係為我哋死。
Obedient unto death, the death of the cross.
甚至於死，死喺十字架上面。
Let this mind which was in Christ Jesus be also in you.
願意你們都以基督嘅心為心。
Who for the joy of the Father set before him.
因着父神俾佢前面嘅喜樂。
Endure the cross.
去承受十字架。
Despising a shame.
係一個羞辱嘅記號。
But now God the Father have exalted him on high.
但係神已經將他升為至高。
And given him a name above all names.
又賜給他那超乎萬名之上的名。
And is sat down at the right hand of God the Father.
佢係坐喺神嘅右邊。
To the glory of God the Father.
係神嘅榮耀嗰度。
So as the Lord lead us to continue to fellowship on this book, may we all be diligent to examine the matters in it.
所以当主继续带领我哋读呢一本书嘅时候，愿意我哋都好诚实嘅去审查我哋自己。
And may the Lord speak to us individually and corporately.
愿意主个人嘅喺团体上面都向我哋说话。
For the edifying of His body.
为着要去勉励佢嘅肢体嘅缘故。
好感谢主俾弟兄姊妹喺度交通蒙头啊。
He has permitted for us to share on this topic of head covering.
我所在嘅嗰、那个查经班，其实我哋未开始交通呢个十一章。
For us in our small group Bible study, we have not yet come to this part of our study of 1 Corinthians.
咁我相信今日嘅交通之后，可能弟兄姊妹听完之后，当我哋交通进入嗰个交通嘅时候，可能弟兄姊妹会有多一啲嘅睇见吓。
So for those brothers and sisters who's in my small group, after hearing today's sharing, I'm sure that once we get into this particular part of our study, it'll stimulate more thought into it.
我唔系想交通一啲嘅论点去支持话应该蒙头或者系。
My point is not to be so absolute to say you have to do this or you don't have to do this.
因为其实大家听到刚才弟兄姊妹的交通，你都会总结出很多的点，即是很多的 point， 为什么需要蒙头啊？
I'm sure that from the various brothers and sisters who already shared, from their sharing today, you're already able to solidify in your mind specific takeaway points of why you should have a head covering.
我想交通一下我点解唔蒙头以前。
But I want to share a little bit, which is why I did not have a head covering on previously.
想交通一下我以前嗰个心思系点样。
I want to share a little bit about what was in my thoughts, and the thought process at that time.
我在我记忆里面，其实关于蒙头这个教导，应该教会是有教导过的。
From what I can recall from the various teachings from the congregations that I was with, they were specific in regards to teaching about head covering.
但是我听了之后呢，我有一个这样的心思。
But after I heard those teachings, I had still one thought in mind.
要在个头上戴块嘢，好异常啊！我觉得
it's very odd to have this cloth that I would have to place on my head.
所以呢个亦都成为我唔蒙头嘅一个原因。
And that became one of the very reasons why I did not have a head covering.
所以并不是因为我对蒙头这件事做过什么深入的研究，所以我不蒙头。
So, I did not come to that conclusion because I did some in-depth study or to try to understand why I should.
单单是因为我觉得不舒服，我觉得那个不好意思，好异常这样，所以我不做。
It's solely because I felt odd. I felt uncomfortable. It was outside my comfort zone.
可能弟兄姊妹觉得好可笑啊！使咩怕丑啊
？Some brothers and sisters may think, "What's the big deal? Why do you have to be shy about it?"
但其实我觉得呢个原则有少少似我哋麦饼聚会嗰个祷告。
But I feel that there is a principle behind it, and that principle is aligned with prayer during bread breaking time.
我哋都知道应该开口嚟赞美主，但系点解开唔到口咧
？We all know that we should open our mouths verbally to offer up thanksgiving to the Lord at the table.
因为我好惊，我觉得唔好意思，我觉得人哋好似作诗咁，我讲到甩甩咳咳咁啊，好似唔系几好。
And it's because I feel shy. I feel like.Others are able to be very eloquent in their prayer, and then for me, I just stumble in what I have to say, and so I'm not comfortable to offer up prayer.
这个变成我们好像是作给人看， 係作俾神睇。
So then what that really means is that you're doing it, if you're going to do it, you're doing it for other people's benefit. You're not then doing it for God's benefit.
所以呢個心思上面我知道係唔啱啊。
So I realized that this thought process that I kept to was incorrect.
咁我開始認真思想呢個蒙頭呢件事係有一次喺一個弟兄屋企去 gathering， 即係聚餐嘅時候。
And so I remember the specific time when I seriously gave thought to consider using a head covering was actually from a gathering that we had at a brother's house.
咁我哋亦都係喺度講緊關於蒙頭呢件嘅事情。
And at the meal time, during that fellowship period time, we were sharing on about head covering.
咁有弟兄姊妹就問：，你做乜唔蒙頭啊？咁。
And one of the brethren who was there just asked, sort of off the cuff, to say, "Oh, how come you don't wear head covering?"
咁我梗係唔好意思話，我覺得好異常啊，所以我唔蒙啊咁。
So of course, I didn't want to say that it was odd, so therefore I felt odd doing it, so I didn't do it.
咁所以咧，我就答話，等我好好地翻嚟思想一下。
And so my reply instead was, "Well, let me take the time to seriously consider it first."
咁我翻嚟真係思想，因為我驚佢哋再問我。
But I really did take the time to go think about it after I got home. I really did, because I was afraid that the next time we get together, they would ask me again.
咁所以我呢個思想真係好認真㗎，我覺得嚇。
So this is a very true and honest feeling.
於是我就開始上網，我尋找所有支持蒙頭嘅論點同埋唔支持蒙頭嘅論點。
So then I did my homework. I went online. I searched out all the possible articles or discussions on the pros and also on all the discussions on the cons of wearing a head covering.
當你去揾嘅時候，你先發現，哇，原來好多嘅。
It's not until you actually sit down and start your search that you realize, whoa, there is so many places where discussion is taken.
原來支持同唔支持嘅，個個都引經據典可以講俾你聽點解。
And whether it's to argue on the pro side or argue on the con side, everyone uses scripture to back up their discussion or argument.
咁我先至開始意識到，哇！原來蒙頭係一件咁具有爭議性嘅事情。
It is only then that I realized how controversial, how greatly controversial this particular topic really was.
咁亦都令我真係去諗，如果係一件無關緊要嘅嘢，我諗都唔需要爭咁多啦。
And it actually gave me a pause to think, if this was not an important point, if this was not an important practice, then there would be no need for everyone to get all up in arms to argue your point.
所以如果咁具爭議性，我哋真係應該好好咁樣，好似頭先阿 John 講，我哋好好咁樣即係省察一下呢樣嘅事情究竟喺度講緊乜嘢。
And because it is a very, very big controversy, therefore it behooves us, it's important for us, just as John has already shared, for us to take the time to consider it for yourself.
咁於是我真係將嗰啲 point 我 list 曬嘅成篇文章，咁我 list 曬第一點、第二點咁樣寫曬佢落嚟。
And just like a essay, I listed every single point down, all the pros, all the cons. I listed them all.
睇下佢有冇對我有冇説服力。
To see if it spoke to me, to see if I was able to accept these.
咁當然我講俾弟兄姊妹聽，即係喺我當時我就。即係覺得即係應該蒙頭嗰個論點係有說服力一啲。
And so after going through it, I was more convinced to be on the side of wearing a head covering.
咁我亦都係因著咁樣，我就開始蒙頭。
And because of that process that I underwent, I decided to start putting a head covering on.
但我唔係想同弟兄姊妹講話，因為嗰啲嘢有說服力，說服咗我，所以我就要跟上去做。
But at the same time, I don't want to misrepresent what I'm saying. I'm not saying to brothers and sisters, oh, because this was more convincing for me. And so therefore, I had that comfort level now, so I'm convinced to do it.
因为我们很多时候，如果你以前问我，我都会很堂而皇之地跟你说，我没有这样的看见，我不够胆跟你说，因为我觉得很异常，所以我不蒙。我会跟你说，因为我未有这样的看见。
I can tell you, if you had asked me at that particular time, just as I alluded to earlier, I would not be blunt to say, oh, I feel odd, so I'm not doing it. I would say, no, I just don't have that insight yet, so therefore I have not decided to do so.
当然弟兄姊妹不要对号入座，我不是针对讲，因为这句话其实弟兄姊妹很常讲，无论是蒙头有或者其他事情都好，我们都会用我没有这样的看见，就这样可以过了去。
Because oftentimes, honestly, and I'm not here to pick at anyone, pick on anyone particular, because no matter whether it's this topic or any other topic when it comes to spiritual things, we can always resort to using the excuse, oh, I just don't see it, or I'm not convicted of it yet. And then, of course, that matter passes.
咁我咧思想，我嗰阵时冇看见系因为乜嘢咧？
But more important question is,why did I not have the conviction at that time? It's because I never seriously considered it. And if I never seriously put it into consideration, how could I possibly have a conviction at all?
当弟兄他们在交通蒙头的时候，我听完就算了，我可以很老实跟你说，我回去之后我没有再好好地去思想或者自己在神的面前去寻求这样的事情。
And I can be very honest with you that when the other brothers shared on this topic and taught on this topic, I would hear it, but I would never take it home and then go and consider it for myself and spend the time to ponder and wait on it.
所以我再讲就是说，我不是在这里支持蒙头或者是不支持蒙头。
So again, I don't want to promoteMy stand to say I'm pro head covering or I'm con head covering.
我想勉励弟兄姊妹嘅就系，当一样嘅属灵嘅事情摆喺你面前嘅时候
，But rather whenever a spiritual matter is placed before you,
我哋所谓嘅嗰个嘅看见，我哋属灵嗰个嘅看见
，And we're talking about.What were spiritually our spiritual conviction?
首先你就要来到神的面前，好好地寻求这件事情。
First and foremost, we have to come before the Lord and earnestly consider it before Him.
如果我们没有好好地去思想，或者没有好好地寻求神的心意是什么的话，我们很难有什么的看见。
If we do not seriously consider it,or committed to the Lord to see what His desire is in regards to that particular topic, then there is no way that we can see anything at all.
所以我都是好像 John 刚才所引用的第13节。
Just as our brother John has pointed out earlier in verse 13.
他说你们自己审查。
It says very clearly, judge for yourself.
所以鼓励姊妹们都回家自己审查，在神的面前好好地这样祷告，自己在那里来领受一下神究竟跟你怎样讲关于蒙头这件事情。
So I encourage all the sisters to go home and seriously judge for yourself. That means come before the Lord in prayer and ask the Lord to give you an insight as to what you should do when it comes to the matter of head covering.
不是因为今日交通好多好似作大令嘅交通嘅全部都系要都系话支持蒙头嘅，所以我就要蒙，唔系咁样。
So don't permit for the peer pressure of today's sharings that it seems like there are many brothers and sisters who are in leadership roles, and so they all promote for or they all encourage for us to put a head covering on. So then I should just go ahead and put a head covering on.
亦都唔係因为你喺网上揾到某传道人某某出名嘅大人物佢哋有支持唔蒙头嘅嗰啲嘅点好能说服你所以你就唔蒙头。
Nor go and do your research, and then subsequently, because there is a renowned individual or renowned individuals with very prominent ministries online, that they gave points that you feel more convinced about, that you feel more comfortable with. So therefore, I'm going to accept that as being my conviction.
我相信神是公平的。
I'm sure that God is very fair.
他非常之愿意向每一个弟兄姊妹来启示他自己。
And the Lord, and our God is more than willing for each and every individual to be able to have a, their own conviction of who he is and what he wants.
如果你真的愿意在神面前好好地等候和寻求的话，我相信他一定给你有这个提见。
And so I'm certain that if you spend the time to consider it prayerfully before the Lord, then He will grant to you an insight.
我交通就停喺呢度。
I'll end my sharing here.
Actually, 我同誰一起信主啊？我同Queenie 一起信主啊。
So in fact, I believe in the Lord at the same time as Queenie.
佢信主嗰段時仲未結婚。
When she believed in the Lord, first believed in the Lord, she was not yet married.
但係嗰陣時應該都係冇未結婚，肯定冇女底亞噶嚇。Lydia.
So since she didn't. She wasn't married at the time. She didn't have a daughter.
換句説話講，我哋兩個信主嘅時候，依度房間有好多小朋友都未出世。
I want to say that when we first believed that many of the children here were not yet alive.
但我哋而家都見到佢哋長大成人啦。
But now we see them all grown up.
十年、十幾年過去啦。
Now it's a decade has passed.
他們從 BB 那段時候，我記得我還抱著你們在 BB 房裡面，他們現在要讀高中，要讀大學。
I can still remember when they were in the nursery and I helped them as babies, and now they are already off to college.
剛才彼得大兄說他信主都十年了。
And even our brother Peter said he has believed in the Lord for 10 years now.
但我就在這裡說，十幾年那些小朋友都长大成人，我入边嗰个生命系如何
？And I think to myself that these kids have already grown up in the last 10 years. How about the life that is in me? How has it grown?
好感谢主，今日大家都喺度讲我哋关于查经，我哋嘅得着，我哋嘅亏欠，我哋嘅改转。
I really thank the Lord, praise the Lord that today we have been sharing about what we have. Gained in the Bible study and what we have fallen short of on.
我想同弟兄姊妹分享一段圣经，喺以弗所书第四章，我哋大家好熟好熟嘅。
I want to share with brothers and sisters a passage in the Bible. It is in Ephesians chapter 4. It's one that is very familiar to everyone.
四章十三节开始。
Ephesians chapter 4, starting from verse 13.
直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不作小孩子，众女人的诡计和欺骗的法术被一切异教之风摇动飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming.
十三节讲到一个好重要一个条件。话俾我哋听，我哋点可以长大成人
？Verse 13 that gives us a condition, a very important one on how to grow and mature.
认识神嘅儿子，得以长大成人。
Says that to know the Son of God and become mature.
我哋大家都好熟喺约翰福音第一章第一节、第二节，去到讲到太初有道，讲到 道就是神。
We're very familiar with what it says in the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, that the Word was God. And, the Word was.
我们每一次我们查经，我们就在这里读着神的话语。
That each time that we study the Bible, we are studying the Word of God.
这些挂话语就叫我们生命得供应，我们的生命就可以长大。
And these words are gaining, giving us, supplying us, and we can grow and mature.
我和阿门以弯姊妹去讲嘅一句说话。
I really amen with what our sister Yvonne shared.
佢话虽然我唔系好明白，但系神嘅话我就服从。
That she shared that although she didn't understand fully what the word of God was saying, but she was obedient to it.
这个是我们向神的话的一个态度。
And this is one of the attitudes that we should have.
好像有些初信的弟兄姊妹，当他们讲到受浸的时候，问他们为什么要受浸，他们就会得回答，回答这个是神的命令。
Just as we, those who are preparing for baptism, And they're asked, why are they being baptized? They say, this is the commandment of the Lord.
神的命令我们一定要遵守。
That we must follow the commandments of the Lord.
神的话我们一定要放在心里面。
That the word of God should be placed in our hearts.
好，感谢主今天给我们大家在我们各个查经上面，我们大家有一同的交通。
Really thank the Lord that we all had sharing from our Bible studies.
无论是我们的主日的查经聚会，或者我们是星期五晚楼上楼下的查经。
Whether it's from our Bible study on Sundays or from our Friday night evening's Bible study.
或者是每两个礼拜一次的星期六晚的查经。
Or even our bi-weekly Bible study on Saturdays.
但我们都大家都抱着这样的心。
That we would each have that same heart.
我们要认识神的儿子。
That we would come to know the Son of God.
我们要长大成人。
That we would grow and mature.
长成基督长成的身量。
To attain the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
催促我们的主快来。
That we could hasten the return of our Lord.
这个是我们每一个人查经，我们的态度，我们的目标，我们所要行的路。
And this is the purpose, the attitude that we should all have.
不单单是为了我自己，我要明白，做什么要蒙头，做什么不蒙头。
Not simply just to know whether or not, oh, I should, or shouldn't, put on a head covering.
不仅只是为了我应该做这样，我不应该做那样。
Not simply just to know whether I should do this or I should not do this.
我们心中只有一个心志。
But that our heart should have only one thing.
长大成人。
To grow and mature,
让基督快点回来。
That so our Christ will return quickly.
我们大家互相勉励。
That we would be able to edify one another.